You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you're someone who shops at the natural health food store regularly, you probably have right now in your pantry or fridge at least one staple food product made from Bragg Company. Maybe it's the Bragg's apple cider vinegar or its liquid aminos, olive leaf, and maybe even the vinaigrette dressing. Now, I personally have been using Bragg's food products since 1981 when I was in college as a student at UCLA. Now, for me, it was the apple cider vinegar and liquid aminos for my salads, and it was a daily experience. I love it. Now, so I'm so excited to have Dr. Patricia Bragg here on Wellness for Life Radio. Patricia's passion for healthy living comes from her father, Dr. Paul C. Bragg, the founder of Bragg Company, who opened America's first health food store in 1912. I think it was here in Los Angeles, in fact. Today, Dr. Patricia's library of inspiring self-help health books have renewed, rejuvenated, and revitalized the lives of millions of people worldwide by supporting a change with self-improvement. Her best-selling book, Apple Cider Vinegar, Miracle Health System, has sold in excess of 9 million copies to date. That's incredible. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Patricia.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Suzanne.
How did Bragg's Life Food Products start?
Well, necessity is the mother of invention. My father was in a military school back east, and guess what? All the boys came down with tuberculosis. In those early years, it was an epidemic. And Mother Bragg, she found out that they weren't doing it correctly. No one was getting well. No one was getting well until a nurse came, this exchange nurse from Europe, and told about Father Kneipp, what they were doing in Germany and Switzerland. And guess what? 3 days later, Mother Bragg and my dad were on the ship going to Europe. And my father got his health back in Switzerland, nature's way, God's way. And Dad on the ship said, if I get my health back, I'll spend the rest of my life being a health crusader. I promise you, Lord. And Dad made a pact with the Lord. And Dad was the originator of health food stores and the health movement in America. Because
oh,
he got
his
health back.
That's where it all
started. Isn't that something? Nature's way.
Nature's way is great. And I know it's definitely one of Bragg's company's core principles. What other principles do you and the Bragg Company live by?
Well, we live by, you are, this is the Bragg motto and the health, you are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you say, what you do. What you eat and drink walks and talks tomorrow. Food is fuel. Breathing, oxygen, the invisible staff of life, and what you think with your brain, your computer. Garbage in, garbage out. No meanness, no wars, no killing. You want wonderful, constructive thoughts into this brain. And then what you say, words are living. Put it before the test before you speak. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary? You can ruin a marriage with wrong words. You can get fired by your boss with wrong words. Remember, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and next do, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Oh, you are a miracle. You have 640 muscles, and if you don't use them, you can lose them. God is a miracle. We thank 3 John 2, the Lord said, dear friends, may you prosper in good health as your soul prospers.
Patricia, Dr. Patricia, thanks so much for giving us your core principles of health, Bragg's core principles. Now, you know, I really believe, I'm a big believer in bringing it at home, meaning like let's talk to our children, teach our children how to have healthy dietary practices, daily living practices. What do you believe when it comes to teaching our children healthy ways so that they can become the best they can be as they're growing up?
Oh, this is so important. That's why there's parents and teachers, they're mentors to the children. You see, At my father, at an early age, I had my feet in this toilet 3 years old. Oh, my. My father started Rodell in organic gardening, and I was like a young Rodell. I was so excited. I learned that what I grew, I could eat. It could make me healthy and fit. And so I started at a very early age, and my father taught everybody to realize that, yes, you are what you eat and drink, because it walks and talks tomorrow. And we believe that children should learn what's right, what's wrong, and we teach them how to be their own captains of their life at an early age, to take instructions from their parents and their teachers, Dr. Suzanne.
So obviously we've got to be good parents. We've got to teach our kids exactly what we want, what we actually want to do in our lives, which is become healthier and stronger and be able to share the best of ourselves. Now, you know, have you had a lot of challenges as a female leader in the health industry?
Well, I am, shall we say, one of the oldest and longest CEOs in the health food industry, seeing that my father was the originator of health food stores in 1912, and I feel ageless. I've been nutritionist to Clint Eastwood for 63 years, and now Clint is 86, and I have people all walks of life that age. I feel ageless. I feel ageless, Dr. Suzanne. And but I teach people all ages. I love at the United Boys and Girls Club. I speak at their clubs. I speak at schools. I love it. I've made 40 trips around the world now, and I've lectured average 8 months out of every year lecturing. I've lectured in every major city of the world, and I love it. And our children are our future. And so this is very important. Children are 25% of the population in America, but they're 100% of our future, to be healthy and happy and successful in America and the world, you see? And so therefore, we as parents and teachers and mentors, we have to realize that we need to give the children a foundation and a basis that they have to learn to eat healthy, to exercise. You have 640 muscles. And now that the schools across America, they're not teaching like they used to the exercise programs and the healthy food programs. That we are getting that to come back. I'm working with the United Boys and Girls Club and in clubs across America, and I love doing it. We're working with the Bragg Health Kids, and we are doing videos that they're going out in 2017, and we hope those videos will be in every school in America, Dr. Suzanne.
Oh, you're such an inspiration, Dr. Patricia. I just love your products. And I'm going to tell you, you actually sent me a little care package. I mean, I have a lot of your products in my refrigerator already, but I was so excited getting this care package from you that had all kinds of your products. And I want to ask you, I mean, geez, next year, 2017, is 105th celebration anniversary, which is amazing. Are you coming out with any new ones?
Yes, we are, dear. We are. Of course, you know, Katy Perry loves our drinks. And not. I've never had a Coke. I've never had a beer or a vodka. And, you know, I've never eaten white sugar. I have all my own teeth. You know, I tell children in kindergarten even, remember, God was good. He gave you teeth or your choppers because your stomach has no teeth. And, you know, I ask, how many of you ever get a tummy ache? And they raise their hands. Maybe I'm lecturing to 100, 200 young children, and they raised their hands. I said, look at this. You know what? That tummy ache, your stomach says, ouch, you're putting all this food in me, and you must chew it first. You see, that's why you have your teeth. And now you know why you have your spine. Oh, to walk tall, sit tall, good posture. I teach children posture. I kept Dr. Scholl, the foot doctor, going to almost 100 doctors, Suzanne. And he said, Patricia, you have the healthiest feet. And when you see my left big toe and my right big toe, they're the captains of my feet. And when I walk, my toes go straight forward. And I lift my chest up, my shoulders back slightly, and I swing my arms, and I walk tall. I have Clint Eastwood, Tom Selleck, both 6'4". And I teach them, lift that chest up and strut. Walk. Be the captain of your life. Good posture carries you through life, Dr. Suzanne. And your feet are your foundation. Be good to them.
I love all the things that you're saying. That's so right. And as a chiropractor,
Yes, you know that. And now, you know, when my father and I traveled all over the world, that what we do when we get to a city we've never been before, we go to the main part of the city and we watch the people walking. We see if their shoulders straight or are they all hunched over. Oh, my golly, to see how they carry their feet, if their toes are straight forward, do they have spring in their step, do they look healthy, how's their skin tone? And, you know, then we know how that city is, how the people, are they healthy, are they fit, you see? But I go all over the world, dear, and I have seen the world deteriorating. Mm. We have in America the most obese, sick. We have more hospitals, more hospice, more doctors, more nurses, more obesity among our children. We're way down on the health line in the world. You know that, Dr. Suzanne, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're considered one of the top nations in the country, in the world, excuse me, and we're the sickest. We're the sickest. That's next to Mexico. Mexico has the most obese people. They just passed us up, I think, a year or two ago. So
yes, that's exactly true. They eat all those white flour tortillas. And see, I've never had white flour. I've never had white sugar. I have all my own teeth. I can see a fly on the wall. I'm very blessed because I've lived according to the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle. I'll repeat it again. You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. What you eat and drink walks tomorrow. Food is fuel. Why do you think we have a desire for food? Oh, because we need the food to keep healthy. And you need to have healthy food, not GMOs, not refined, embalmed food. You need healthy, organic fruits and vegetables and salads and sprouts, fruits and vegetables. We give thousands of pounds of organic apples the way to schools throughout Santa Barbara County here, and I love doing an old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So important. And you know, we're known for our apple cider vinegar. You mentioned that, Dr. Suzanne. Do you know we were voted the healthiest apple cider vinegar in America? And Hippocrates, let me finish now. Hippocrates, the father of health. Just think that. Famous doctor. Oh, my. You know what he said? Apple cider vinegar in 400 B.C. He just think the father of medicine. He treated his patients with amazing raw apple cider vinegar because he recognized its powerful cleansing and healing qualities in 400 B.C., Dr. Suzanne.
Yes, that was amazing, long time ago. And that's the wisdom of our forefathers. And what I'll tell you, what I love about your apple cider vinegar is that it's organic, it's raw, and it's unfiltered. And what that means, it's unpasteurized. And what that means is that it actually has the mother, it's called mother, which is the, you, there's kind of like a residue on the bottom of the bottle.
That's right.
That's what you want.
That's a miracle. That is
exactly.
A miracle. And even famous Dr. Oz recently put out on about the apple cider vinegar. Yes, we're very proud to have our book throughout the world. It says Apple Cider Vinegar, Miracle Health System. And, you know, it's internal, external health tonic. It can help you control your weight. We just did a survey. Oh, my golly, with the university in Arizona. They can go to bragacv.com. And it helps people that are obese. And it's used daily by millions as a healthy addition to their meal. Or you can blend it with a little purified or distilled water to make a delicious health drink. It's an ideal pick-me-up for home, work, sports, and gym. Katy Perry loves it, and Orlando Bloom. Oh, we have more people. Clint Eastwood loves it. Bette Midler, Carrie Underwood. I could go on and on. A lot of the stars, they say it gives them more energy and keeps them healthy. Katy Perry's never missed a concert.
Can I ask you? That, of course, that says, you know, she's worked so hard and such a wonderful singer and everything. I would like to know how you take your apple cider vinegar.
Well, I have about 3 of the drinks a day, and they're sold throughout the United States and in health food stores and supermarkets, the Bragg apple cider vinegar drink. But you can make your own. By 2 teaspoons of the Bragg organic raw apple cider vinegar and purified water. I see, we're right now, as we talk, there's 60 to 70% water. And so, therefore, I do not believe in fluoridated water. Dr. Suzanne, you know about that, don't you?
Of course. I put that in my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, that you need purified and reverse osmosis water.
That's right.
That's the best way.
And see, my father, water's the key to all body functions. It you need it constantly. Well, now listen to this. You have to realize that you are what you eat and drink. Do you understand? And this is so important. And that's what I tell young people, all ages, they understand. And they said, ooh, for good elimination, ooh, you need salads and fruit and water. And apple cider vinegar is wonderful within your drinks, not Coca-Cola's and all these pop drinks loaded with sugar, you see. No, it's very important. And I would love to invite you to come up. Anybody, they can go to the Bragg.com, and they can see the Bragg farm. I have, my father taught me that roses are God's autograph of beauty, perfume, and love. And you go to my website, Bragg.com, and you can see the beautiful roses here on the Bragg Organic Farm. And you'll see, oh, we have the most beautiful bananas and fruits and veggies and apples. We have many different varieties of apples. And I'd love to invite you up, Dr. Suzanne.
I'm going to take that invitation for sure. I would love to see your farm. Now, I saw a video on your website, and it was actually about bees and how you cultivate your flowers so that you can attract bees there. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. That is right. We believe that bees are our chief pollinators. We have right now about 600 beehives on the Bragg Organic Farm in Santa Barbara here. And you can go to my website and see the bees flying around. We have little close-up pictures of them. Oh, they even love the pollen and the roses. We have bottle brush. We have all sorts of beautiful, beautiful flowers and wild things growing here throughout, and the bees are so happy. And the bees, and that they give organic honey, and that's what we use in the Bragg organic vinegar drinks. And we have a wonderful product called Bragg Apple Cider Vinegar Blend. But that blend is out in all the health food stores, and you can make your own drink with that. But the blend is delicious. You can get a little sprinkle of blend into your soup or over your veggies or your salads. A lot of people even like it as a salad dressing. Bragg Apple Cider Vinegar Blend, and it's delicious.
Yeah, you actually sent me a bottle. I haven't done that at all, used any of the blend or the drink, but it looks really good. I just liked to do the apple cider vinegar just straight with water. I don't use any honey in it, but I'm sure.
Well,
do you have to have the honey?
No, you don't have to. But you know that honey is quite amazing, you know. They've got a lot of wonderful results with honey. It's a natural healer. In fact, even people that have babies that get diaper rash, you can pat the organic honey on the diaper rash, and it's amazing
right. How
it starts healing it. So there has a use for honey.
That's right.
Why we tell people that we also have the drink in stevia. Stevia is an herb, and I grow my own stevia in my garden, and it's sweeter than honey and all. But it's fun to put two little green leaves in your mouth and chew on it. But I want you to know that they can go to Bragg.com and you can see so much. And I'd also like to share with them the Bragg exercise class in Hawaii. My father and I started that class over 43 years ago. Go to BraggHawaiiExercise.com, and you will see all the exercises, and you'll see our class, and it's a lot of fun. It's 6 days a week, 9 to 10:30 at famous Waikiki Beach. So go to BraggHawaiiExercise.com.
That sounds great. So one of the things that I'd like to ask you, and you know, there's a lot of people who've done this and it works, but I'd like your explanation of why apple cider vinegar in the morning and maybe 2 to 3 times a day reduces the fat in your body.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. It works, and it works, and just does a miracle. We have a pharmacist, a woman pharmacist, who took off 165 pounds just by doing the vinegar drink. And you'll read about her in BraggACV.com. But you see what it does. The vinegar ingestion at mealtime reduces the fasting blood glucose concentration in adults and children that are at risk for type 2 diabetes. In other words, it reduces the blood glucose, you see?
Mm.
Understand concentration. And so it's amazing. So a lot of people, they have a little vinegar before they start their meal. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're saying that we should all have the Bragg's apple cider vinegar in a mixture of water before we have our meals.
Yes, you can.
Because that will help control our blood sugar level.
It does help. Yes. What you can do, you can even take a spoonful of it.
A spoonful directly.
Yeah, you can take a spoonful and hold it in your mouth before you start your meal. Do you understand?
Sure. And doesn't that, like, help your acidification of your stomach so you can digest your foods better?
That's right. That is right. It's really amazing. It's amazing. But what they can do is go to Bragg.com, and they can look at, go to the book section on our, and read, just listen to this. They can read the content. Now listen to this. Apple cider vinegar, Mother Nature's perfect miracle food. ACV has proven powerful health qualities. Apples are rich in potassium and enzymes. Refined foods and flours remove vital potassium. Potassium deficiency can stunt growth and shorten life. Mentally handicapped suffer from potassium deficiency. See, apple cider vinegar is rich in potassium. And it goes on. ACV relieves chronic fatigue. It, in other words, it goes these. So go to my website, Bragg.com, and read the content of the Bragg Vinegar book.
Right. Oh, Dr. Patricia, I can talk to you all day long because you're just such a wealth of information. You're such an inspiration to everyone all around the world. Thank you so much for being on Wellness for Life. Really appreciate it. We're going to have you back for sure. And again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me such wonderful products. I really, really appreciate it.
With blessings. Thank you. My love and blessings to everyone listening. You are a miracle. May you be healthy and happy for a long, fulfilled life. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Suzanne.
Thank you. All right. Until next time. Now go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.